I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Killing to protect property is on its way to being permitted in Tennessee. Lawmakers in both chambers have approved a bill that expands the use of deadly force. Currently, it is permitted only in cases of self-defense. With the proposals passing, lawmakers are allowing it to protect against burglary, arson, robbery, or aggravated cruelty against animals. Opponents of the bill, like Representative Justin Jones, say they fear a, quote, shoot-first mentality.
What we're encouraging is vigilante-style violence. We're encouraging escalation. There's been multiple instances. People like Trayvon Martin, who had a Skittles and an iced tea, was killed by a neighborhood watchman who saw he was a threat. People like Ahmaud Arbery, who were jogging and were killed because these men thought he was in the wrong neighborhood. This is about life or death.
The bill was amended from its earlier form, which permitted deadly force in cases of trespassing. Advocates had expressed concern that this could impact homeless populations or even people turning into the wrong driveway. If signed by the governor, the bill would go into effect in July. When you recycle a soda can or a water bottle, the materials aren't just melted down and repurposed out of altruism or love for the planet. It's a business, and recycling programs need private businesses to buy the recycled materials that you put in the bin. They then sell them to manufacturers, like bottle makers. The Tennessee Lookout reports a bill passed by the state legislature aims to help connect recycling programs with those buyers. A new advisory council will draft reports on the state's recycling market. The state agency will help provide marketing for recycling programs and maintain an updated directory. The boost for the recycling industry comes as Tennessee aims to expand the lifespan of its aging landfills by diverting waste that could go elsewhere. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.